This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Thomas has joined us in here for this segment because we have to ask him a very strong question because Lima noticed this. What was this a couple of weeks ago, Tone, about the price of Oasis tickets?
Well, we were getting some messages that because they actually showed up on time, performed, didn't get in any kind of a tiff, didn't cancel the rest of this, which I'm sure you're happy about because Jeff Thomas has tickets. Because of that, all the tickets started soaring on the secondary market for the rest of this tour. Now, how few dates were there really in North America for this tour?
They are only going to be North America, Toronto, East Rutherford, at MetLife Stadium. They'll be in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
And Rose Bowl, and I think doing a couple shows in Mexico City. That's it for North America.
And is that it? Wow. Is this believed to be that's it forever? Or
that's the thought because they're just, look, it's a miracle they're back together at all. So the fact is, I think this is going to be a one-and-done tour, going to collect it. They think each brother, it's the Gallagher brothers. Noel is the guitarist and the songwriter. Liam's the singer. They think they each could net between 50 and 100 million pounds when this is all said and done. So I think they're going to take the money and just live the good life after that.
Yeah, we thought at one point there'd be a better chance of like Ken and Hugh Jackson doing a radio show together than seeing these guys get together.
Ken, I got to check the tape. Let me check the tape.
It would be an awesome week. It would be
you think
an awesome.
Go that long, huh?
You know what? It would be an awesome 2.5 days. It would really be something. Yeah.
So the tickets, like we always look at the get-in price, but if you actually look at how places in these arenas where you could actually have the best experience, holy cow! I mean, $300 tickets were going to $2,000 tickets all of a sudden, and so the get-in price, like I'm looking in Chicago, the get-in price is still for general admission $555, okay? But there are a lot of tickets that are in the thousands that are still in the rafters. So is there a price point for Jeff Thomas to avoid having to go across the border?
Maybe not being allowed back is what you're saying.
May not be able to get back into the country. You might be doing your updates from up there. Is there
morning, eh?
He's gonna get an accent.
Is there a price where you would say, oh, we can't pass this up?
All right, so just to give you the information. So we paid Canadian dollars over $1,000 for a pair of tickets, which is about $730 American.
Congratulations on all your success.
Now, let me tell you something.
You cashed in on those Silver Sal awards finally.
Well, I did. So now, you guys are married too. This was absolutely one of these, honey, are you okay I do this? So I had to get the wife's blessing before I even went ahead because I said, honey, this is going to be expensive. It's like once in a lifetime thing. Go ahead. And I'm like, yes. So I got the tickets eventually. And I'm like, unless you want to pay off my mortgage, don't bother talking to me. I'm not selling my tickets. I've been waiting to see this band together since 2009. I've been waiting to see them personally since 2001.
Oh,
I'm not blowing this chance.
Wow, that's
to see
a long
this.
Time. Good
and
God.
And then the fact is that if you're an Oasis fan, you've been watching YouTube since last weekend when they had their first two shows.
Oh, I've seen a ton of
and
videos.
And they were phenomenal.
It was awesome.
Even the writers who hate them in England gave them 5 stars. That's how good they were. And I'm hoping they're still that good when they show up in Toronto at the end of next month. So unless you want to pay off my mortgage, I can give you the details. Don't talk to me. I'm not selling.
So if they were willing to offer $1,000 a ticket, no.
Nope.
No,
I'm too far from what I already paid.
Right,
so no,
like I would think this seems like the experience, and that's why these concerts are making a comeback. Because remember the great Dave Popovich, one of the masterminds in music in the region, if not coast to coast, who retired a couple of years ago, used to work here, and I talked to him about this phenomenon, about how the experience right now when we talk about entertainment dollars. They're going towards experiences more than anything else. Top dollar is going towards experiences. We saw with the Taylor Swift tour, how insane. Beyonce, how insane. Morgan Wallen, what people are paying to go see Morgan Wallen. Now you're seeing some groups come together, maybe financially motivated, because people like you are willing to spend. I mean, Jeff, you're not rich, but you were willing
you
to fork
know.
Over.
Hold on,
I love how
person.
I just love
you
saying
know.
All this about you. That's
you
really, great.
But for
That's
you great. To spend that much money.
I got the most plush Ford Focus you've ever seen outside. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, proportionally, for you to spend that much money, that's a big deal. That's
this
right.
Was, like I said, this was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something. That's why my wife said, go for it. And I said, okay. And I see it. So would I ever spend this much on a ticket for something else? Probably not.
She's going with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And my wife, who's not a fan, is actually excited about it as well.
I thought you guys were both fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No.
Wow.
She can't. Okay. She really can't stand him.
Is there anybody in your life that's going to go, really? Really? You can't take me instead?
Not really. I'm pretty much alone on the Oasis boat in my family.
How long was that show, the first show? How long it went?
To about 2 hours. It was phenomenal, start to finish.
Okay. And you're only getting them?
There is an opening act who I've never heard of. Something the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant. Thank you, Owen.
Popular, kind of.
Okay.
Yes, I'd never heard of it. Richard Ashcroft, who's very famous in England for the Verve and stuff, opened in England. He's opening there. Now, that would have been cool to see him
Verve.
Open here.
Yeah, man.
The Verve.
Yeah.
So,
Bittersweet Symphony, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
I remember that. So,
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
The final scene.
The medicine ain't working.
Yeah.
I don't care if she was your sister. She was hot. Oh, my God.
Well,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So,
oh my goodness gracious.
So, and had a cross around her head, had some very valuable possessions in there. Coming in hot. It's coming up at 9:45.
Yeah, it is, boy.
All right, Jeff, so you said they sounded great.
Amazing. 5 stars.
How'd they look?
They look good.
And are they putting on a show?
Well, here's the thing about Oasis. They don't put on a show. Now, granted, it's a giant stage. It's a big light show. Nowadays, you have video monitors, so even if you're in the boondocks, you can still see what's going on. But Oasis has never been a show band. When I saw them at Blossom in 01, they came out there, they just stood there and played for an hour and a half, and it was phenomenal. The music was so good. You didn't care if they weren't dancing around and all this other stuff. You don't go to see Oasis for a show. You go there to hear the music. And they were just amazing last weekend. And they're starting, in fact, they're in Heaton Park starting today in Manchester, their hometown, for 5 nights there.
We have a buddy who just texted us. He said he sold 2 for the Chicago show. He still has 2. I think he's still going to go. Lima, you're on that same thread. We have an outsider, not from the fan, who said he's going. He's in Chicago, right? They're going to Chicago.
I just wanted to make sure.
And then you're going to the one in Toronto.
Yes.
See, this, I think this is cool. See, this is what's great about this. Now, everybody's got a price. So, like, if you're like, hey, man, somebody offered me $10,000 a ticket, that's great. But as of right now, I don't know if anybody's going to offer you $10,000 a ticket. It seems like you ain't going to take anything less than 10 grand a ticket. And that's great because it's like, hey, I don't mean to be morbid about this, but like we all assume we're going to have a deathbed where really we're just going to walk out and get hit by a bus. Jeff on his deathbed. Well, I'm glad I still have that $2,000 or he right. got. We only know we have one life. That's all we know. And during Jeff's life, he got to see his favorite band. That is an irreplaceable memory that money can't buy. Because I told you about Tom Petty. When he died, I had to go into seclusion for the rest of the day. I was that upset about it, and then I was so thankful I saw Tom Petty.
That's pretty cool.
Tremendously thankful that I scraped up enough money to go to Blossom to see Tom Petty back in the day. And you're going to feel the same way, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is so
excited.
And what's interesting is this is so different from sports, where we always talked, would you sell Game 7? And then we found out, yeah, a lot of people would. But you can also then go home and watch Game 7 and see it. If you have an amazing Extend Technologies theater set up,
true.
You're going to be able to be with all your friends possibly and see it. You have no way to watch them in this what could be this final
is,
run, who
this
knows?
Is awesome. It's just awesome. Like his kid's grown. He doesn't have to sit there and be racked with guilt. So like if you want to do something for yourself, it's like, well, you know, my 10-year-old needs football stuff, and it's like, well, forget it, never mind. But like, no, you get to enjoy this. You've made your sacrifices in life before. Now you get to enjoy this. Is great.
So how long before the show? How many days? Are you counting?
No, it's August 24th. I'm not good at math, but it's about a month and a half.
And your level is, now that you've seen that their show is
actually through the roof.
It's going on, they're performing, they're showing up.
The best part for me is it wasn't about the band, it's about the venue. Rogers Stadium is brand new in Toronto. It used to be built on an old airport. It's the middle of nowhere. Coldplay is there right now doing shows, and their lead singer has been ripping on the place, joking about how it's the middle of nowhere. Thank you for coming a million miles to come see us on planet Earth, because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not like downtown. We thought it was Rogers Center at first. It's not. It's Rogers Stadium, which is a new place.
I had no idea there was a
difference. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Rogers got so much stuff up there.
They do. I was just going to the Sky Dome.
And that's what I thought at first, too, because it would be nice. We had a hotel right across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, hell with that now. And then apparently there are people saying when you sit down at first, the stands will sway until fans are settled in, because it's temporary. They're going to tear it down in 5 years. But the reviews are getting better the venue, so that's making me feel
it's
better.
Time to sell, Jeff.
Now I'm getting a little nervous, a little shaky.
I don't want Jeff to die for his
Ken, I'm going to face death to see my Oasis.
Awesome. Will we do a farewell 2020 update the day before you go to Toronto?
Nice knowing y'all. I'm off to Toronto.
Well, you can't play Layla. You have to play Oasis.
I'll play Don't Look Back in Anger.
There you go.
Did they cover anything? Or was it all theirs?
It's all theirs.
It's all theirs, okay.
Because the big thing was they used to close with I Am the Walrus, which is a great cover of the Beatles classic, and they did all their own songs. So it was fabulous. There's 23 songs.
I have so much respect. Jeff, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, boys.
I have a ton of respect. I already had a ton of respect for Jeff. I have a ton of respect for Jeff also because of that. Because there's nothing in my life I feel passionate about anymore when it comes to music. To spend that type of money.
Yeah,
to spend money on
you.
Or to not sell tickets
I'm
for.
I'm with you. I do think Jeff's going to get an offer to get rid of his wife. And I think a fan of the show would be like, how about you take me instead?
I'll foot the bill.
It's $5,000.
Yeah. You can still go.
Send an email to the station.
Can you bounce Jeff's wife from the Oasis show?
You remember Demos in Shaker Heights? He had an open ticket to Green Bay on Christmas.
And
he
was right.
He called in, which I don't even think he did it on his own.
Nobody took him up on it.
And I don't think anybody, but it was Green Bay at Christmas.
Christmas. Good.
And Baker just threw 4 picks.
Yeah.
So he made out on it.
Aaron Rodgers played like garbage. See, Oasis won't play like garbage.
No.
Somebody's going to offer to buy the other ticket from Jeff. And then his wife doesn't have to go. And then you just sit there with a stranger for the thing, and then that's it. Unless it's a great moment for him and his wife.
The honeymoon suite will be very awkward.
Hey, man, I'm an open-minded
fella.
Try it
one more time. The honeymoon suite will be very awkward.
Sharing chocolate-covered strawberries.
8:40 this morning, Daniel Yafusi is going to join us on the show. Are the Browns going to extend David Njoku? I'm talking about paying Stephen Kwan this morning. I'm just throwing money at everybody, including David Njoku. But a lot of you guys surprisingly don't agree with me on this. That's up in 5 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.